This is Albert Marucci. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. Today's topic is alliterations. You know, alliterations are a phrase that begins with a similar sounding syllable like Super Sunday or Spectacular Savings. In more cases than not, alliterations are used in casual, fun, or playful settings. However, writers can get too cute using alliterations, I think because they're catchy and quite frankly easy to come up with. The caution I raise in this Marketing Minute, hey, there's an alliteration. The caution I raise is that you need to be sensitive to the severity of the situation to which the alliteration refers. The recent and continuing case in point is CNN Cable News Network's promotion where they refer to their news network as the Hurricane Headquarters. The use of the word headquarters came also at a time when many retail stores in the United States were promoting school supplies, where they would use the phrase, "You're back to school headquarters." The whole notion of the word headquarters seemed a bit too casual. Now, I can surely understand CNN's need to boost their ratings at a time when they usually shine. However, after the impact of Hurricane Katrina was known, that catchphrase, Hurricane Headquarters, seemed a bit trite. It seemed too casual compared against the backdrop of despair, looting, and catastrophe. I noticed about 4 days after the storm, CNN moved to a phrase called State of Emergency, referring to the situation on the ground, a much better description. My point is that in the creative process for marketers, it is common to reach for the quick phrase, the cute retort, and the bumper sticker slogan. These work for things like fun food, sports, lifestyle services. But when the product or service turns to the life and death variety, it's better to stay away from the cute and the catchy. After all, Hurricane Headquarters is not the same as March Madness. This is Albert Marucci. Thanks so much for listening to the Marketing Minute. The Marketing Edge is thrilled to announce one of our first winners in the mini iPod drawing. And get this, when we submitted the purchase order for the mini iPod, Apple gets back to us and says, "Well, instead of the mini iPod, how would you like the Nano?" And we said, "Sure." So the winner, DJ Neary, will be among the first on his block. No, he will be the first on his block to have a Nano iPod. Thanks to the Marketing Edge podcast. We thank you all for subscribing and listening, and we invite your questions to the Marketing Edge podcast, and you could do it in a couple ways. Send us just an email question at info@providentpartners.net, or record an audio file, an audio question, send it to that email address. We'll also pose some of these questions to the guests that we interview periodically on the Marketing Edge podcast so that we're getting expert advice to your questions. Thanks again for listening.